Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Kalish Leviel. My pronouns are she, her, and my ancestors come from Ukraine, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Russia, Lithuania. And I'm glad to be here. When you see one of us wearing one of these, or two or three of us, because we've got Mary and Joanne, and where'd Wendy sit? Back there. And Wendy also wearing the stoles, that means you can come up to us during, I want to say during the break, come up to us after the service and get prayer treatment. Another way to get prayer treatment is to put in the vessel in the back. We call it the prayer vessel, and you can put it there, request, elaborate, make sure we can read what it says. And the other thing I wanted you to know is tomorrow is the fourth Monday of the month, and I'm doing our Conversations in Consciousness. So let me also say, silence your cell phones. And know with me now. So feet flat on the floor, a slow breath, knowing that we are all connected. We are all one, part of that infinite tapestry that we call whatever we call it, because it responds regardless of the name or title or other information. It responds, and we respond, and we listen well to get all the juice out of today's message. Thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is.
Imagine you have two voices in your head. I know, only two. The first one knows exactly what it wants. It knows about that perfect relationship, that creative work that you know is your destiny. It knows about the right and perfect next step. It knows what abundance looks like. It knows what you're worth. It's not a loud voice. It doesn't need to argue. It just sits there knowing. And then there's that other voice. The other voice is very reasonable, very logical. It has a spreadsheet and knows your history. It knows what you've done. It remembers last time you tried something. It remembers. It remembers all the challenging outcomes and the sucky things that happened. It knows. It's not cruel. It's not a cruel voice. It's a protecting voice. And it's very, very good at its job. Many of us have been listening to that second voice for a long time, letting it rule our choices, our next steps, forgetting that that first voice is also there. But there's a gap between those voices. There's a gap between the voice that knows and the voice that is telling you what once was. There's a gap. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The edge of possibility. What is possible? There's a Yoruba tradition in West Africa, one of the oldest traditions on earth. And there's a divine force, what they call an orisha, sort of in some language you might call a demigod. But he is the orisha of the crossroads called Ishu. Now, a lot of people have categorized Ishu as a trickster god or even mislabeled him as the devil. But that's not who he is. So when you do your research and when you find out about him, you can find out that he's actually a place where wisdom shows up. He's a transformer. He's there the exact moment the known world runs out and the unknown is there. He's the place where the threshold is. He shows up at the threshold. And he knows that that threshold says inside of you, move forward. And what he does at that threshold, which might be a door, is he just opens the door. He doesn't say, go through the door. You have to go through the door. You must go through the door. It's just a door. The question is, do you want to walk through it? Do you want to go from the edge of the known into the unknown? What would be the highest and greatest good? And you might have had that moment where you don't know what to do. Maybe you're having that moment right now. Perhaps you have something in your life that you're questioning. What is my next step? What is the perfect right next step for this particular situation? Maybe it's with your finances. Maybe it's with your health. Maybe it's in your relationship. Maybe you're caretaking for somebody. Maybe you're looking for a house. Where are you standing in that door frame? One foot in the familiar, one foot pointed to something you don't know, really know what it is. But you're actually at the threshold. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little exercise with you. So if you're able, I would love for you to stand. Those of you online too, I'm inviting you to do the same. This is a co-participatory experience. All right, so I want to give your body a voice in the conversation. Because your mind might have been talking for a very long time. Let's see what the body does. Let's see what happens. So what I want you to do is put your feet kind of hip length if you can, feet front-ish forward, and kind of roll your shoulders. Just kind of settle in so you feel grounded. You feel grounded. And I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose all the way down. And then let it out. And do that again, one more breath. And let it out. And one last breath in. Now I want you, in this place of being comfortable and at ease, I want you to bring to mind something somewhere in your life where you feel stuck. Bring it to mind. And in that place where you feel stuck, I want you to notice how your body is responding to that idea of that stuckness. Locate it in your body. Where does it live in your body? You might feel tightness or blockage in your throat or your jaw, your belly. Just find it. Feel its weight. Feel the texture of it. Just notice. No judgment. And now I want to invite you to try something. Instead of seeing this thing as a blockage, maybe a wall, I want you to imagine that wherever it is in your body, there's a door. There's a door. This is Ishu's door. And imagine Ishu just opens that door. And now the door is open. And ask your body, not your thinking mind, ask your body, what if this is not a blockage? What if this is a door? And now what I want you to do is notice, has anything shifted in your body? You're not doing anything with the door. You're just noticing, has something shifted even a little bit in your body? Changing the blockage and challenge into a door that's open. Okay, hold that feeling. We're going to need that for later on. You may be seated. So the door is not an obstacle. The door is an opportunity, and the door is open. Nothing is required for more preparation for the door, only a step. One step. Now, I, of course, know this door frame very personally. And I have, many of you have been asking me about my home opportunities that have been coming up. So my home has been on the market for a week and a few days. And we have a buyer-ish. We've been going back and forth, and they were supposed to sign their papers yesterday, and they chose not to. So we're having another open house today for our house. And I am in this place of the spiritual practice because it's very uncomfortable. And as many of you who have sold a house and are in that in-between space, or it's the, I don't know where I'm going, and I know where I want to have closure in my life, but I don't have that closure yet. And my question I keep asking myself is, if I was called to be in this particular place in Bellingham, would the universe conspire to support me? And if the answer is yes, which indeed it is, can I move forward with confidence? Do I know what it looks like yet? I don't. Do I believe that the universe actually is supporting me for my highest good? Yes, I do. Now, things may not happen on my timeline. Things may not happen in the way I plan them to happen. However, I have noticed that things always work out. And so I have the opportunity, which I've done plenty of times this last week, of going into fear and doubt and worry and scarcity, and then going back in to the, where is the universe supporting me? And in which direction do I want to move forward in? I want to move forward in the direction of my dreams, of my highest and greatest good, and of my knowingness and trust that the universe is always working on my behalf. And so I have been in my spiritual practice constantly reframing. I'm human. I'm just like all of you. But constantly redirecting, reframing, refocusing. And here's what Ernest Holmes said, the founder of Centers for Spiritual Living, by the way, for those of you who are new. He said something very simple. He said, there's a place in you that has never been limited. There is a place in you you don't have to build, you don't have to earn, you don't have to make anything happen to be deserving. You already are. Underneath whatever your story is running, there's a place where you're already abundant, powerful, unlimited, and it is existing right here and right now, exactly where you're at. Amit Goswami is a quantum physicist, and he tried to explain what we're talking about in the terms of quantum physics. He said, consciousness is not a byproduct of matter. It's the ground of all being. So a lot of people think matter, the actual physical world, is what, you know, consciousness evolved. Like matter came first, and then as evolution happened, consciousness came into being. And Amit is talking about consciousness is the ground of all being, and matter is the result of what collapses when we make a choice into this reality. So matter collapses into reality when we make a choice. Consciousness is always there. It's what we're made of. And we've been talking in Foundations class. We just had this class about consciousness exists, and our awareness is what shifts and changes around the consciousness, our awareness. And so where is my awareness, and where do we want to be putting my consciousness on? I want to be putting my consciousness on the awareness that I am abundant, that I'm fully supported. And I look for opportunities to remember that truth. And when I put my consciousness and my awareness around that, it collapses reality in a new way, because I've already put my awareness on it, that creates something new for my life. But the cool thing about what just happened with us here is there's a shift that happens in a collective. So think about, like, if you've had a room full of people and somebody walked in the room and there was, like, everybody felt it. Or maybe you've been at, like, a concert or a game, and there's, like, a ripple of something amazing that flows through the entire community that's there. There's nothing said. Nobody's done anything, but it points to something really amazing. It's your body knowing. Your nervous system is doing something that it already knows how to do. Your nervous system can read the field because it's part of the field. You might have heard of Bruce Lipton or Joe Dispenza if you want to do a little bit of research and how our biologies are affected by the field of people that we're surrounded in, and that we can make an impact on each other because of our field. Those are some great people to look up. But the cool thing about it is the field responds to the field. The field responds to the field. So awareness, that kind of awareness, it's not private. It's shared with everybody. It's contagious. And it can be an amazing... Oh, I just dropped sound for a second. It can be an amazing contagion, or it can be in a contagion of a feeling of disaster. And so the question is, what kind of energy awareness do we want to collectively create in the field that impacts everybody? Because we can be a place where that shows up. Huge shifts can happen when you get a collective together. That's what Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza do. They're scientists, they're biologists, and they do things on meditation, and they read people's, how their bodies are responding to collective meditation or collective intention. And they're amazed to find out that miraculous healings occur, miraculous. Amazing ahas or revelations occur. But it's just because we're already tuned in to the network. We're already a part of it all. There's a teaching in ancient Buddhism called Indra's net. And imagine an infinite net stretching in every direction. And right at the junction, there's a perfectly polished jewel. And that perfectly polished jewel reflects all of the other jewels. And every single jewel in the entire net, if you move one, everything shimmers. See, that's what this room is. That's what we are. Every single person here is a jewel. Every person who's loved and shaped you, they're a jewel. Every ancestor who carried something forward for you to be here is a jewel. What you carry in your awareness, it doesn't stay with you. It ripples into the net, and it changes the reflection of everybody else around you. And here's where it gets extra practical. Ernest Holmes wasn't describing just a beautiful idea. He was saying a spiritual law. In 1959, he dedicated a church. And this is what he said. And this is the same as true today as it was in 1959. He said, there is a law of good. There is a power in the universe greater than we are, and we can use it. And it will multiply its effects 1,000 times through the united consciousness of a group. And I think that's why people like coming to places like this. Because huge shifts happen. Amazing miracles occur, what we would call miracles. It's just what happens in the larger consciousness when we come together with a collective intention, tuning into that greater good, utilizing that power that's already available to all of us, but for a greater good for ourselves and for our community and for the consciousness of our country, for the awareness of our country and for our world. So what if that's why we're here? What if this isn't a congregation of people who are just like, I'm going to receive my weekly little spiritual juice, and then I'm going to go home and get my own little happiness. But what if this community is here to be a field-generating instrument? What if every Sunday we're actually doing some sort of physics? We're tapping into the field, and we're creating an awareness of consciousness of what love would be like on this planet, of what collaboration would be like on this planet. So remember what your body felt like a few minutes ago, the door open, that sense of it. Now imagine a whole group of people opening a door when there was a perceived blockage. Opening the space for possibility. Not even saying walk through the door, but just that there is a door and it's open. See, that's what we just did together. That's exactly what just happened. So where have you been trying to walk through that door alone, exhausted, thinking that you're making a decision on your own? And yet here, the whole net, the whole room has already opened it for you. Knowing that you're not alone, that there is a place of unlimited possibility that's available to you. And just shifting your awareness will allow that possibility to come forth. See, some people have thought that science of mind is magical thinking. That if we believe hard enough, something will happen. And that's not what this is. There's a story from the Sufi tradition that says, by the way, Sufi is the mystical aspect of Islam, the mystical teachings of Islam. There's a story of a man who needs to cross a river. And for months, he kneels at the bank. And he says, God, send me a boat. God, send me a boat. God, send me a boat. And no boat comes. And finally, he's really crying out. And he's like, why, God, why won't you send me a boat? And the river talks to him. Not God, but the river. The river is like, hey, there's a whole thing of trees behind you. You have an axe, and you have hands, and you've done nothing. And see, that's the thing, is that we are empowered with all of the tools. We just need to use them. So the opportunity is for us to step forward and to utilize the tools that are ever available. And if we can't see the tools, just to ask for clarity. Ask for support. Ask for this awareness to be shifted within you. And you can, if you don't believe in the word God, I'm totally okay with that. You can just call it the quantum field. You can call it nature. You can call it the universe. You can call it goddess. You can call it spirit. And it is infinite and ever available. It's filled with unlimited possibilities. And it's here for us to use it. But will we choose it? So the question isn't only what do I want? It's what does the web need for me to build? How can I be an avenue for the most good? You have the axe, you have the trees, you have the hands. What are you going to do? So I have three practices this week for you. The first one is to every morning before you go into the news world. It's a huge opportunity before you shift your awareness to something else. Put your feet on the ground, take three deep breaths, and you might find a stuck place and ask yourself, is this a wall or is it a door? And if it's a door, hold a vision for the world that you would love to see. Just take a couple of minutes and hold the vision for a world that you would love to see. Not something that you're worried about, not something that upsets you, just what would you love? Lend your field to this vision. And the field responds to the field. That's the first thing. The second thing, move your feet. Something that has been nudging you in your own life to move forward, I invite you to take a small step forward. And again, if you don't know what the small step is, ask the universe to show you the right and perfect step. Make it blatantly clear. That's what I do. I say blatantly clear because sometimes I don't get it. And take that step. Maybe it's something you've been postponing. Maybe it's something you know you need to do, and it doesn't have to be big, just a small step, one small step. And the third thing is to look at yourself in the mirror and say this. I am co-creator of this world, and I am creating the future. I am co-creator of this world, and I am creating the future. I am co-creator of this world, and I am creating the future. Knowing that we are here at a doorway, at a threshold. The door is open. Maybe we're in the door frame. And we have the opportunity to just move forward. Ishnu didn't choose the path. Indra's net doesn't walk for you. God didn't build the boat, but the door is open. The net is alive. We have hands, and we can create it. The edge is here. Where do we begin, and what else is possible? And so it is. Let's pray. First of all, I acknowledge all my ancestors, those on the other side, my friends, my family, Deb, Firefly, Christine, my grandparents, my dad, my stepmom. I love you all. So many more in my life who have gone from the physical to the non-physical. I acknowledge the sparkle, the love, the transformation that you have created in my own life. And I am here to continue to be the legacy of that love on this planet at this time. I know and claim that each and every one of us is here to be a reflection of Indra's net, a reflection of that possibility, a knowingness that the infinite power of the universe that created all of us is here, and we choose to use it. That here is the place of possibility, and I say yes to the highest and greatest good for this community. I welcome it, I claim it, I know it, I know and claim that I am invited into the next step of unfolding, as is every person here and online. And that there are ripples that go out of love. There are ripples that go out of a world that works for everyone. There are ripples of possibility and potentiality that we are tuned in and tapped into. And even if I can't see the whole staircase, I know I can see the next step. And so I move forward in faith and knowingness that it is unfolding in a way that fully supports me and every single member in this community and beyond. For that, I am deeply grateful. I continue to rest in gratitude to know without a doubt that this world, this word, is living love. And that is exactly who I am and who I choose to be. And I know that each of us are the representations, the representations of love and light on this planet right here and now at such a time as this. And I'm grateful to know that we are creating a new future. I let this go and I let it be, and so it is.